My name is Marie Salazar, and I'm talking today to Ruby Knoll in KDIS, Trigg County, Kentucky. Today's date is July the 18th, 1984. Are you agreeable to being interviewed on tape, Ruby?
Yeah.
Just to make sure my records are correct, would you spell your full name for me, please?
R-U-B-Y-N-O-E-L.
You said, you told me just a few minutes ago that your husband was dead. What was his name, Ruby?
Odell.
And how do you spell that?
O-D-E-L-L.
O-D-E-L-L. And what type of work did he do?
He farmed, and he done carpenter work.
Carpenter work? Yeah. And did you work at all outside the home, Ruby?
Oh, yes. I always helped him.
Did
when
you?
He went to the bed, I went to the bed.
Uh-huh.
And the things that I could do, you know, I helped him.
And what is your address here?
KDIS Route 6.
KDIS Route 6. And how long have you lived here?
39 years.
39 years? Did you always live here?
No, ma'am. I lived about 25 of it down at Mount Pleasant.
At Mount Pleasant? Where were you born, Ruby?
Well, I was born at the mouth of Little River.
The Little River. Now, where's that? It's here in Kentucky?
Well, it was at my grandfather and grandmother's place. And that's where they lived at that time. And that's where I was born. Little River and then to come up.
Uh-huh. And do you mind if I ask you how old you are? Or?
Well, I'm 77 years old.
77? And what was your birth date?
September the 30th, 1906.
Uh-huh. Do you have children?
I have one daughter.
You have one daughter? And what is her name?
Naomi Thomas.
And how do you spell her first name?
N-A-O-M-I-A.
And her last name?
T-H-O-M-A-S.
Does she live here?
Mm-hmm.
Cadence?
Yes, she sure does.
And how about grandchildren? Do you have any grandchildren?
Two grandchildren and four grandchildren.
Great-grandchildren?
Great-grandchildren.
Oh, my. Doesn't take long, does it? Did you go to school here in KDIS or in Trigg County?
Yes, we went in Trigg County. I did.
In Trigg County? Where did you learn to quilt? I'd like for you to tell me.
Well,
who taught you how to quilt?
My mother taught me how to quilt. I really don't know just we were living some. I really don't know where we were living at that time.
And how old were you when you learned to quilt?
Well, I began just helping all along after I pieced my first quilt, you know, at 4 years old. And then I wanted to learn to, you know, quilt after I pieced it.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, I helped Mother along as she quilted, but I really don't know just what year I began quilting, you know. But I didn't put in my first quilt to quilt until I was married. And then I began to realize that I had to do my own quilting. And so I began quilting, you know, for myself. And then I began taking in quilting and quilted for others.
Uh-huh.
And like I said, this one lady, I quilted 8 quilts for her. So she must like my quilting pretty good or she wouldn't keep bringing them back.
That's right. Now this, when you first pieced, you know, when you were a child, was this? I think you told me it was a four patch.
Yeah, it was a little four patch. Uh-huh. And I wanted to quilt it. And Mother cut the quilt in the box for me, and I began to put them together. Of course, she set it together and quilted it for me. And after that, I decided that I was going to have to learn to quilt. She couldn't do all of my quilts.
That's right.
I began quilting my own quilts, and then from that, I went to quilting for the husband.
You quilt a lot for other people.
Oh, yeah.
Do you prefer to quilt, or do you prefer to piece? Do you like to piece quilts?
Well, I like anything with a needle. I just tell you, you just give me a needle, and I'm just happy as a lark.
Is that right?
I like to do any, and I never see anything that I don't want to learn how to do if it's with a needle, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I remember very well the first crocheting I ever did. My aunt came to see me, and I was a little baby thing. And she had a big ball of crocheting thread. And she was crocheting. I thought it was so pretty, you know. And I said, well, I'd like to do that. And she put some on and taught me how to stitch, you know, and left the ball and the needle and everything with me. So I just went right on with it.
Is that right?
And tatting, I like to tat.
Any type of needlework.
Any
like.
Type of needlework. I just love it.
You like to piece quilts. How about applique? Have you ever appliqued any quilts?
No, I haven't done a lot of applique. But I've got one here now. I'm going to try. I'm going to see what kind of job I do.
Are you?
I tell you what, when you quilt for the public, you don't have a lot of time to do things for yourself. That's the only thing I have any objections to it. I like to do things for myself, but I'll neglect that and think, well, I quilt this and I'll do that later. And so you don't get a lot of things done for yourself when you quilt for the public.
How long does it take you about to do a quilt for somebody else, to quilt one for somebody else?
Well, most of the people say, now you take this, I'm no hurry, just take your time. And I don't rush with them. But usually 6 weeks.
6 weeks?
About 6 weeks, I'll get one. Now, I'll tell you, a lot of my quilts are king size and queen size, which takes longer to get a quilt out than it does just an ordinary quilt, you know. I think to get a king size quilt out in 6 weeks, you're doing pretty good.
I would say so.
And that, of course, them was back in winter days, you know, when I wasn't doing. I don't quilt a lot through the summer because it's hot, and I like to be out and do other things.
Now, when you quilt, do you use a frame or do you use?
I've got horses. What we call the horses. You know, the frame on each side of it, and little horses across it.
Okay, and you always use this. You don't use any type of a hoop or do any lap quilting.
Well, now baby quilts, I quilt sometimes just on hoops because I like to do that. They're smaller, you know. And then we used to quilt back when I first learned how with the four frames, you know what they are.
No, tell me what they are.
Well, they was the four frames. You swung them from the top of the ceiling.
They
swung down. Then at night we would wind them up and roll them up, you know.
Oh, is that right?
But now I've still got my old frames, but my husband made those new ones and I like them so much better. They don't take up a lot of room and you just leave them at night and next morning you're ready to go for the
When you quilt, what type of a stitch do you use? Do you use like more of a running stitch or do you?
Well, you've got to work it, kind of learn to make your stitches adjust them, even try to adjust your stitches the same, you know.
Uh-huh.
I get about three, not over four stitches on my needle at a time when I quilt it.
Okay, so you don't take like one stitch at a time?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Most of the time, in three or four stitches. You know, back when we learned to quilt, we put 3 pounds of cotton in our quilt. How we ever quilted them, I don't know how we ever got a needle through to make short stitches. Now we, you know, about a pound and a half or something like that.
Now, what type of batting or what type of filling do you use for your quilt?
I use a polyester mostly.
Is there any?
It quilts much easier and it looks puffy and more fluffy, you know.
Uh-huh.
Now we used to quilt a lot with a mountain mist. What they call mountain mist. But it don't puff up and it's not as soft and fluffy like the polyester.
Now, this polyester, where do you buy this or what brand is it, do you know?
Well, you can get it at Streets over here. I really don't know what brand, there's different brands of it, I think. I know somebody brought me some one day. It did have Mountain Mist, the brand on it.
Is that right?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. But it had got into polyester, you see.
Uh-huh.
Instead of just regular, it used to be just regular cotton.
When you put the 3 pounds of cotton in the quilts, now, did you card your own cotton?
No.
Did you ever do that?
I never did do that. I'm not quite so. I guess they did that some when I was young, you know, but I didn't learn to do it.
What type of patterns, quilting patterns, when you quilt for other people, now, do they have a pattern in mind, or do they just leave that up to you to quilt it as you want it?
Well, if they bring me the piece of quilts, they leave it up to me to piece it like I think it ought to be pieced. But the majority of the quilts that I quilt are cross-stitch and applique, and their designs are already printed on them.
Now, when you do your own, what type of quilting design do you like to put on your quilts?
Well,
how do you like to quilt them?
I quilt mine by the piece, and where it's set together, I use some kind of design in the, you know, where it's set together.
Do you make up your own designs, or where do you?
Well, I have made them up, and I have got some. Lately, I began to get some from the books, you know. Back, you know, when we first grew up, we didn't have a lot of things like we have now. And we had to kind of make up our own ideas and designs, you know. We didn't buy any patterns. We just sit down and cut our own patterns, or maybe copied one from some other person, you know. Just didn't have a lot of books to go by and things like now, you know, we have all types of books to go by.
That we do.
Yeah.
You know, when you're piecing a quilt and you're cutting out all of these different little pieces to piece with, do you use a pattern for that?
Well, not really, I don't, but
You were saying that you don't really use a pattern for your piecing. When you're cutting out all these pieces, do you mark your fabric in any way? Or?
Well, usually I don't know if I said I didn't have a pattern, but I usually just cut me one pattern and go by that pattern. And I pin that on to my pieces and cut by that pattern.
Now, do you use a piece of paper?
Or maybe a small light cardboard.
Light cardboard.
That's good. You don't have it too big. Or, you know, you can pin through it if it's really. I like to just get a sort of a small type of.
Do you, when you're piecing, do you do a lot of piecing by hand, or do you piece?
Oh, I never put a stitch of machine stitch on my quilt. If they're handmade, I want them handmade.
With the whole thing handmade.
People say, oh, go to the machine and put that border on with binding with your machine. No, I don't want it. I want it with my hands. I don't like machine work and hand work except, you know, on quilts.
Mm-hmm. What type of material or fabric do you like to use in your quilts?
Well, I think what we used to call a good grade of print, you know, we had print. Now I think they call it more polyester, kind of like. Cottons, I like the cotton material.
Do you like cotton?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you like cotton?
Well, it quilts good, and maybe the other would too, but I don't know. I think it looks better in quilt.
Uh-huh.
I think it really looks better.
Now, you were talking about the books and magazines and so on that we have now. Are there any particular books or magazines maybe that you have or that you subscribe to?
Well, no, really, I don't subscribe for many. I like to look through them all, you know, but I like the quilt books pretty good, but I'm a big hand for my own ideas.
Are you? Good for you.
I like my own eyes.
What about colors? Are there any particular colors that you seem to prefer when you make a quilt?
colors kind of yellow. I think the beige and green, and maybe a little small print in with that, you know. I think a little brown sometimes is right for you. It's just only, you know, what type of quilt you're making a lot of times, what color you use, I think.
Have you ever heard anything about the use of, say, different colors in a quilt, maybe red? Do you remember any superstitions or anything that you may have heard about using red in a quilt? Do you always use a little red in a quilt?
No, I'm not very superstitious. No. I don't know much about that.
You never heard anything about that?
I don't. I'm not superstitious a bit. I don't believe in none of the things I hear like that.
What about when you're ready to mat your quilt? You said you like to use the polyester batting or filling for a quilt. Now, when you're ready to back your quilt, what do you use for the backing?
Well, over here at Streets, they have what they call the regular quilt backing, you know. And it quilts real good. It's soft. I like the soft material for the backing. I'd say it's more of a cotton, you know.
But you use the regular quilt?
Most people buy just buy the regular quilt back, you know, and bring it to me. You know, they bring their thing and I quilt them. But they usually ask me beforehand what to get, too. What it'll need for the backing and what kind of cotton and so on.
Okay. Now, you yourself, when you make your quilt, what do you use to finish, or how do you finish them? Do you use a binding, or do you self?
I bind all of mine. I don't, you mean finish them?
Uh-huh.
I bind all of mine.
And do you buy your binding, or do you make your
own? I make my own binding. I never bind it.
You never buy any. Uh-huh. When you're ready to mark your, you know, the quilts that you make, a lot of the ones that you said quilt for other people are already marked for quilting, but when you're ready to mark your own quilts that aren't marked for quilting, do you use, other than outline quilting the pieces, do you mark them in any way with a pencil?
No, I can tell pretty much when they're straight, you know, and I just draw them down. What does it look nice to me?
What color thread do you use when you quilt?
I mostly use white or beige.
White or beige?
Mm-hmm. That blends in with most everything that I quilt. Of course, if you was quilting a colored quilt, then you might want something else. Most of the quilts I quilt are white, you know.
Oh, I see.
Or cream, you know.
Now, do you use the regular quilting?
I use the regular quilting.
How much time would you say you spend quilting?
Well, that would be hard for me to say.
About,
I would say half of my time.
Half of your time?
5 days. I don't know.
And do you have a particular spot, you know, in your home where you like to quilt? You have a big quilt frame.
Well, yes, I quilt in my basement most of the time, but this winter it was very cold and I had never quilted in the living room. So I decided, I have gas heat, I would come up to the living room, nobody here but me, and I put it right across. But
is that right?
And I quilted two times this winter. That's the first I'd ever quilted in my living room. I just thought, well, nobody but me, and why not just take the advantage?
Do you yourself ever embroider on quilts?
Oh yes, I have that.
Have you? The cross stitch quilts?
Mm-hmm, I've cross stitched. I've done embroidery.
Have you?
Uh-huh.
And do you ever sign your quilts? You know, put your name or date or anything on your quilt that you've made?
Did you say so?
Sign.
Okay. No.
No?
No, yeah, I guess I don't.
Would you ever consider doing that in the future, maybe putting your name on the quilt and the date?
Of course, I don't know, the people that I quilt for may not want that done, you know.
Yeah, but on your own quilt.
Oh, my. I just don't, I didn't do it, so I should have. Like the one I put in, that's 4 years old. I should have. They put the name and how old I was, but I doubt if she put the year Mother did. You know, I quilted it in. But then mine, I see if she had.
It's, you know, looking back at quilts, it really adds something to it to be able to a person's name, mm-hmm. who makes it in the date.
Now, of course, our grandchildren, you know, they would go back and they'd say, well, grandmother picks this in such a year, you know, so and so. And I think being good for them.
That's right. You said you like to do your own thing. Have you ever made up any designs? Any, you know, piece to any quilts that you've got with your own design?
I really don't know that I ever did a piece of some championship, though, and they don't know about that.
Is that right? And have you ever sold any of the quilts that you yourself made?
Yes, I did.
Did you?
Sure.
How many quilts would you say that you've made?
Oh, you mean clearly they are just made?
Made.
I made several of them. I'd say maybe 25 or something like that.
Now, did you keep any of these or did you sell
them? I sold quite a few of them, but I've kept some of them.
Uh-huh. And how many quilts would you say that you've quilted for other people?
Around 100, 75 or 100 anyhow. I didn't keep count of all of them, but I've quilted a whole lot.
Do you enjoy quilting?
Yes, I do. I really enjoy it. I wouldn't do it if I didn't enjoy it. I like to quilt. And it passes away a many lonely hour for me, you know, since I'm alone. I can sit down and quilt, you know, and the time slips away and I hardly know where to quilt.
Have you ever entered a quilting show or in the county fair?
Yes, sure.
And
some of the others that I have quilted for has done that and they got first prize.
Is that right?
One was from Hopkinsville, got first prize, and there's been several here in the county. That's right. Over the quilts that I quilted for. Now, of course, they're quilts, you know, but I quilted this one.
And was this in a county fair?
Uh-huh.
In the Tree County Fair?
Tree County Fair and the Hopkinsville Fair, too.
In the Hopkinsville Fair. What would you say makes a good quilt? What do you think makes a good quilt?
Well, you mean just the all-around quilt? Well, really, I think if you're just going to make an all-around quilt to piece up one, you know, you won't use a fancy quilt like you will a piece up quilt. I think those fancy quilts are more for spreads, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
And I think a pieced up quilt would be more service.
Okay. What do you think makes a good quilt stitch? How important do you think that is to a quilt?
Well, I think it means it all. When you go and see a pretty quilt, and then go see the stitches that's put in on that quilt when it's quilted, it just makes you see something.
And well, what makes a stitch a good stitch?
the size of it, don't you think?
The size of it?
Size is, I think, a smaller stitch, you know, would be a good stitch.
Okay. Have you ever taught anyone to quilt?
No, I really haven't taught them. They come watch me quilt, you know, and say, I'd like to learn. Now, this girl that was here a while ago, she said, now, I sure want you to teach me how. And so I'm going to try her, you know.
And she was your...
My grandson's wife.
Your grandson's wife? So she appreciates your quilting.
Oh, yeah. And he does, too. My grandson does.
What about your daughter? Has she ever learned to quilt?
Now, she pieces quilts all the time.
Oh, she pieces quilts.
But she don't quilt.
Uh-huh.
And she says she don't think she likes to quilt, but she likes to piece them.
Have you ever quilted any for her?
Yes.
You have? Have you ever heard the term Kentucky quilt?
Pardon?
Kentucky quilt. Have you ever heard, you know, if I said something about Kentucky quilt to you, what do you think that would mean?
Well, we've got some good quilters in Kentucky. I know that, a few. Of course, some of them, you know, passed on, some of our good quilters. I think people would look at Kentucky quilts as good quilts, maybe.
As a good quilt.
But we do have some good quilters in Kentucky.
Have you ever heard any, maybe, you know, when you were growing up as a child or even now, have you ever heard any, not superstitions, but any, maybe there were superstitions, folk tales relating to quilts, such as a cat, you know, if you put a cat in a quilt and the person, if it burned out.
Yeah.
What, can you
when
tell
they
me
get the quilt quilted out, you know, get it quilted and get ready to take out of the frame, they'll say, now we're ready to shake the cat.
Shake the cat?
Yeah. So they would put the cat in the quilt, and the one he run out by, that was the one that's going to get married next.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Now that's about the only one I remember about. That usually when you get one out, everybody's always typically get a quilt out, you know.
Have you ever been to a quilting bee? When was this, or where was it?
Where? I can't remember. I'm very close. Wait, what? I don't remember very much.
What was it like?
Well, I really don't know. Maybe I didn't go to the quilting bee. We've been to so many quilting, you know, shows and things like that, and we'd go to other places, you know, to these shows. But I don't remember. Maybe I didn't go to the quilting bee. I don't remember that. No.
Have you ever quilted with other people?
Oh, yeah. See, we're in the quilting club over here, quilting deal over here. And we got some quilts in there. We can quilt.
Okay, is this a trick? What do they call it?
Trick? Are in the Trigg County Quilting Guild.
Trigg County Quilting Guild?
Yes. I know what they call it, the Quilting Guild, and I imagine they call it Trigg County Quilting Guild.
About how many people belong to that, do you know?
Well, there was quite a few joined, and then a lot of dropped out. I'd say there's 30, maybe. 30 or 35.
And when you go to this guild, the meetings or whatever, is that what you do? You quilt?
No, we don't all kinds of quilts. We got in two quilts now that we're going to put them up and take sale, change it some. And we're doing this for the fair, you know. And we're going to do it when we have the fair because we think we can make more money, you know, to put them up. We have a lot of people coming in here for them. And we're planning on getting them out by...
So these quilts that you're working on at the quilt guild, you're going to...
No, they're not sales changes on it.
At the fair.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Why do you make quilts? And why do you quilt?
Well, just because I like it.
Because you like it?
Just because I like it.
Do you think there's any particular value in quilting for people who quilt?
I doubt if they make very much of that.
Has there been any change in people's attitudes towards quilting lately?
Well, people are getting more interested in quilts now than they did one while. You know, there's a pile of quilts. People are kind of dropped back on their quilts. But now people are getting more interested, and everybody you see now, oh, I want to buy a new a pretty top. I want to buy a pretty quilt. Well, you didn't used to ever hear anything said like that.
Why do you think there's that change now?
Well, unless they just don't want to do it, I don't know why. There's so many people wouldn't sit down and take that much time to fix a quilt now, I tell you, but they want to be up and going and doing something else. And you got to sit pretty close with a quilt to get one out.
Do you think that the materials, the fabrics that are used in quilting have changed a great deal over the years?
Well, they did change, but I think people are going back more to the old-timey way of quilting because they like the little prints and the old-timey looking pieces like people used to quilt.
You think the fabrics and so on are any better now than they were in the...
Yes, I know that they do. The print used to be mighty shoddy that we used to get. It was thin, you know. It wasn't good print like we have now.
You have some baby quilts, I believe, that you would like to show me?
This one is one I made for my grandson's wife, or the wife of this one that came in here a while ago. When he was a baby, I made this for him.
Oh, isn't that pretty?
Now, I drew my own design on it. And of course, it's been washed several times. It ain't as pretty as it was when I first made it, but it was a beautiful thing when I made it.
And what, this is all set?
Uh-huh, on both sides are set. Your camel bed, but don't it?
Oh, that is absolutely beautiful quilt. And how old is this? Would you say?
He's about 44, five.
44? Oh. And this is all your own design?
I drew it all off and get my setting and drew it all off. I used a yellow carbon paper to do it with, and it didn't show, you know, like the real dark blue.
Oh, this is really pretty.
Well, it was a pretty thing when it was new. Of course, now when you wash them, it's like kind of, you know, get where they drop. He was my first grandson. We thought, you know, it was, yes, everybody thinks their first one is awful
grandson. Right.
This is a bow that's tied in here. I think the way the light is shining on it, for some reason, maybe you can't see it as well.
Is this different? Yes, it's still on. Oh, I can see it. It's a bow with all little...
This is a row of flowers around here, and it ties with a bow in the center, you see. And this is a design around the edge, and then it goes in. This is...
Oh, that's beautiful.
Then he makes pictures now. He's the nurse, you know. And he wanted to, a baby's picture, a quilt to put over the baby cribs when he would go to the hospitals to make the... So he asked me if I would fix him one. So I did this one for him.
Oh, how pretty. Now, is this your own design?
I drew every bit of this all off, you know, my own just imagination.
Oh, isn't that pretty? And this is, what kind of fabric is this? More of a...
It's more of a batiste, I'd call it. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
I took this design that was, I had seen that somewhere in a quilt of the block, in a block, you know. And I just wanted something to start from, you know. Then I just kept adding. I went around it with this little rose. And then I put my roses, you see, on the sides. Then in the center here, in the corner here, we put a heart. And here's where we tied it with a little ribbon.
Oh, isn't that pretty?
Now, I did this on my lap. I did it on hooks.
Did you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because I thought, you know, I could sit around at night and do it easier than...
It's absolutely beautiful quilting. Is there anything else, Ruby, that you could think of that you might like to add to this tape? That anything at all that you could think of regarding quilting?
Well, all I've got to say, pretty quilting is pretty, but quilting that isn't very pretty is not very pretty either.
Uh-huh.
And if I was going to learn to quilt, I would try to do my best and make it look, you know, the best I could, because I think it adds so much to the quilt, the quilting best. I don't care how pretty a quilt you've got, if it ain't got pretty quilting, it just really isn't pretty. Well, that's my opinion. That might be somebody else that feels different. I think the quilting is what makes a quilt.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of how pretty it is, the quilting is what makes it.
There's nothing else that you feel that you'd like to add to this tape that's really you're thinking.
Well, that's about all I can think of right now. Of course, when you ask him questions, later you can think of things you would say or could say, but, you know, just asking them off, sometimes you don't think.
Uh-huh.
That's about all I've got to say about that.
Well, I want to tell you that I think it's been a privilege and an honor for me to talk to you today, and I really want to thank you for the interview.
Yeah. Appreciate it, you know, giving you the information of letting you come here, you know.
Thank you, Ruby.